Hey girl, it's Emily. I'm so excited to be celebrating 400,000 downloads of Habit Hack Your Health, and I'm celebrating with you. So, our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our quarter audio masterclasses, my one-on-one clients, and the guests that you all and I have personally learned from over these past few years has started a movement focused on why women have to do habits differently. And it's building confidence from the inside out for you and the other habit hackers in our community. I want to be able to reach more women in our movement, and that's where I need your help. To celebrate 400,000 downloads, I want to give away my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, paired with a one-on-one coaching call. Now, the way we're going to do this is to leave a review. The more reviews that we receive of the show, the more women it will reach. So let's celebrate and do this giveaway. To enter, I just need you to leave a written review in iTunes and screenshot it. Share your review on Instagram on your stories and tag me at EmilyNichols22. Or if social media isn't your thing, please email it to me at hello@emily-nichols.com. It's all linked in the show notes. This is all well worth over $1,000, totally for free if you win. This will make a huge impact on your healthy habits sticking and you finally stop dieting, but you also get to help us make an impact on more women by helping to bring more of them to the podcast. So this starts April 23rd, and the contest ends Sunday, the 28th. Go leave your review right now while you're listening. It literally takes just 1 minute to write it out and what you love about the show. I'll even encourage you to make this a habit to do for other shows that you love as well. So thanks for hanging with me for 400,000 downloads, and here's to many, many, many more together. Good luck entering the giveaway. Let's get into the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. Hey gang, welcome to Habit Hack Thursday. I am talking about a very hot topic, a phrase I hear a lot that honestly makes me kind of cringe. It kind of makes my skin crawl. And that is cheat days. Ugh. Have you ever found yourself saying, I'm having a cheat day, or I do a cheat day every week. I do a cheat day every Saturday or every Sunday and just eat whatever I want. But then throughout the week, I restrict, right? And I know this because I've done it before, right? You're thinking you're coming from a place of no longer restricting yourself for one day and you get to cheat on your diet and have whatever you want. But then you step on the scale and you're like, oh my gosh, I gained like 5 pounds over today. This is very problematic in this way of thinking that you are cheating on your diet. So today we're going to change that mentality for you and go from cheat days to fun days. And remember, we are anti-diet around here and pro-food freedom and just having fun. Now, if you want to dig a little bit deeper with me, why food is so complicated for us, right? Go listen to my super secret private podcast, Atomic Habits for Women. It's a 5-part episode series, super short episodes. And in episode 2, we chat specifically about how like diet culture BS has really made eating, just eating in itself, so overwhelming and so complicated, right? We're good or bad based on this food or that we ate, or this food is good or bad. And we really have to just dismantle what diet culture has taught us and lead with your habits, a health first approach, and then the weight loss happens. You fall in love with the process. So go listen to it. It's my very favorite and my most downloaded freebie. You can get it at bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen. It's linked in the show notes for you too. So go listen, let me know what you think. Now, your habits are the answer when it comes to finding food freedom for yourself. But first, you have to switch your mentality around food and cheat days in particular. So let's dig into this a bit more. And if you need more help, go grab the Healthy Habits Accelerator pod course. We dig super deep into diet culture, mentality, emotional eating, like what we've been taught. What are the facts versus the feelings when it comes to women and nutrition and, you know, the time it takes to meal prep, picky eaters in your family. All the struggles that I have heard from you over the years are in this program, and we help you habit hack this with a 21-day plan, not only for your food freedom, but also your movement and mindset habits, all of course with that Atomic Habits for Women philosophy leading first. And since we're coming from Atomic Habits for Women, it's a pod course, so you're able to listen to it on the go. There's some additional habit trackers with it and whatnot, so go grab it. It's linked in the show notes for you. So let's chat about how to reframe cheat days to fun days. Now, if you look at the definition of cheat, it says to act dishonestly or it's unfair. You're avoiding something undesirable. You're avoiding a diet. You're avoiding like restricting your foods because that's undesirable. That's not fun. That's not sustainable. And that's not real life, right? Can you tell I don't like dieting? No, I love training for life though. So cheat days, you know, it could be like a splurge day or a treat day. And it's a way just to indulge in like your favorite foods without the guilt. After following like a really strict diet plan, like during the week, Saturday or Sunday, you go balls to the walls, right? And there's potential drawbacks to this. So first and foremost, of course, it's just the psychological impact, right? It perpetuates a cycle of restricting and overindulgence. It's a vicious cycle, right? But it leads to feelings of guilt, shame, or that you are failing your diet. And it can really just create an unhealthy relationship where food, where like I said earlier, you label yourself as good or bad, or certain foods are good or bad. And this just really fosters a negative mindset when it comes to food, friends. Physical effects, right? Consuming large amounts of unhealthy food in a single day can really disrupt your body's digestion, your metabolism, even your energy, right? So like if you ever felt like super bloated, you're fatigued, you even have mood swings after a cheat day, that could be why. And then lastly, just sabotaging your progress. If you're working towards health and fitness goals for yourself, a cheat day can really undo some of the progress, right? If you're doing that every week, you're kind of undoing what you've been working so hard on throughout the week. And it's so much easier to consume excessive calories, excessive sugar and fats on a cheat day where you can really hinder your weight loss or maintenance efforts instead of just incorporating a little fun throughout your week. So let's talk about, in contrast, the definition of fun is enjoyment, lighthearted, amusement. Doesn't that sound so much more fun? So let's talk about fun days, right? The idea behind like what I like to call fun days versus cheat days is to incorporate really flexibility and moderation into your eating habits without like the negative feelings and connotations associated with cheat days. So how can this benefit you? Well, it'll reduce your guilt, right? You're reframing the idea of indulging in your favorite foods as fun rather than cheating. I mean, the word cheating in itself does not promote positivity, right? Hey girl, real quick, do you have a habit hacking question for me? Like, what healthy habit should you start with? Advice on creating your own habit loops? What is the Atomic Habits for Women philosophy? Or maybe you have a specific question about your food freedom, mindset, or movement habits? I got you. Go to bit.ly/habithackingquestion. It's also linked in the show notes for you. And record a message to me with your question. If I select your question, I'll answer it live on the podcast for you, and I'll send you a habit tracker for doing so. Looking forward to hearing from you. Now let's get back to the show. It's not fun. So it's going to help you reduce your guilt, and it can really promote a healthier relationship with food. Flexibility. So fun days allow for greater flexibility in your eating habits, which is especially beneficial for us as busy working moms. You may not always have time to prepare healthy meals or stick to like a really strict diet plan, and it provides the freedom to really enjoy special treats or meals without feeling deprived, right? Like, what if your girlfriends on a random Wednesday evening are like, let's go get tacos and margaritas. And you're like, oh, I can't. That's not my cheat day. Like, you're missing out on such a fun opportunity. And the more you restrict yourself, like, you will go completely the opposite way. And this is just more of a sustainable lifestyle. A fun day promotes a balanced approach to nutrition, really thinking about moderation rather than strict rules or deprivation. It makes it easier, right? You can sustain these healthy eating habits long term and adapt it into your busy lifestyle. So if you find yourself incorporating crazy cheat days every weekend or a certain day of the week, I want to challenge you to think of no longer dieting first, but second, eating in a way to sustain you and give you energy without restricting yourself and to incorporate fun foods. So like if you want a piece of chocolate after dinner, like I love the Justin's peanut butter cups, like the real small ones, and I like to keep them in the freezer. I was actually just cleaning out my pantry and I forgot I hid some in there. And so I was like, jackpot. And it was so enjoyable. I ate one, no guilt. But before, I would have probably eaten that whole bag on a cheat day. Because cheat day, I get to have whatever I want. So I'm going to overindulge versus like, this sounds really good. I'm going to indulge and have this because it's fun and it feels good and I want it. Versus going the opposite direction. So is it either moderation, sustainability, or balance? Or is it cheat days and going over the wall? That way you don't have a whole bag. You just have a little bit, and that feels so much better. And that is my definition of food freedom, and that feels so much better. So the people I see succeed, the clients I see succeed with their healthy habits, they have a healthy mindset when it comes to food. And I know that takes a while to undo. I still have some diet culture things that creep into my mind, and I have to take a step back and be like, whoa, Em, this is not the way we look at food anymore. And really creating some intentional habit loops, even around your mindset around food. Like if you're thinking of like, oh, I can't have this, this isn't a cheat day. If that is some type of habit loop you have, recreating that habit loop and saying, oh, if this is the way I feel, the new routine is have it anyways. And the reward on the other side is, gosh, I'm not restricting myself. Okay. So again, I'd like to invite you into my program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. If you need some higher level habit hacking strategy with a 21 plan that is not about dieting, but creating healthy habits, then stick. This is all made with you in mind. So I hope to see you inside of there. All right, friend, I'm giving you a big cheers. I'm holding up my water to you. Cheers to more fun days and no more cheat days. I'll catch up with you next week. Hey girl, real quick before you go, did you know I have a secret podcast where I talk all about why most habit strategies don't work for us women? Spoiler alert, it's not our fault. Visit bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen, it's linked in the show notes, to access my secret podcast series and have your biggest aha moment about why and how women have to do habits differently. And if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can find the show. Love and appreciate you, friend. We'll see you next time.